Well, broadcasting live from Virgin Radio HQ to the UK.
Live.
Let's go.
Pretty Malik.
You could not control yourself the entire show.
And Big Rossi.
Let's talk about Oompa Loompas. My favorite subject today.
What is he doing?
The biggest prizes.
50,000 dirhams cash on that pop quiz.
Yes. Have a fabulous day, Virgin Radio.
With the biggest stars.
Hi, everybody.
What up?
The Chris Bates Show.
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Well, hello, Mum, hello, Dad. We are live across the UAE. Good morning, Pretty Malik.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rossi.
Hello there.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
She's here.
Nala's back. How you feeling?
Okay.
So you weren't there yesterday. What was it? Was it cramps?
Yes, it was.
Oh, man, you girls get it, huh?
Yeah, but this time it was different.
So, like, when you get your period and all of that,
yeah,
every woman is different, I guess. Some
every
girls just get it,
different.
It's fine.
Yep.
Other girls get it, it's debilitating, like it was for Nala yesterday.
Yeah. She ended up in the hospital.
Went to the hospital?
Yes.
Because of the cramps?
Yes.
Wow. This is Salib.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Like, oh my gosh.
In
is that
the
what it
name
means?
Of Christ, is what he said.
Is that what it means?
I'm telling pretty.
So, if you're Muslim, would you say that or no?
No.
Oh, interesting. There we go. I've already learned. We've been on air.
You've already learned
for
something.
63 Yay! Seconds, and I've already learned something.
That's good to hear.
That's the show. How are you feeling? Are you on medication today?
Yes.
What did they give you?
I don't know what they gave me. It was just a bunch of fluids, and then they're like, it's fine. Sometimes cycles are harder than others, and then I'm just now on the regular
pump. Is the cramps in the stomach?
It's
a little bit lower.
Lower, and then my back.
In your back. Oh, I'm going to give you a stretch to do later today.
Okay.
Because I've learned a stretch about a year and a half ago. You ever done sit-ups?
Yeah.
No, Rossi, you have not.
I have.
Okay. When you do, have you ever done sit-ups and your stomach cramps up?
Yeah. I get what you mean. Yeah.
Like, if I don't do an ab workout for a while, like I haven't done one in probably 3 months right now.
You'd have a cramp.
As soon as I start doing abs, my stomach contracts so bad. I'm thinking that's maybe what it feels like. It's to the point where you can't move and the muscles have just like cramped up and I'm like in pain. And you know, one of the trainers at the gym gave me a stretch to do and it instantly relieved it. It stretched all my my muscles and it relaxed them.
But I don't know if it's like a muscle thing when we get cramps.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like it's more of an internal organs thing. You know what I mean? But there's no harm in trying to help it.
Well, we'll see.
No harm in trying.
Glad to have you back, Nala. You missed an amazing show. Everybody that was working on the show yesterday just got 25,000 dirhams cash. It was weird.
Yeah.
Basma, you got it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see? You missed it. It was a special day yesterday. I don't know why.
They just
came around here holding out cash to everyone.
I'll take half from Basma.
Would you share it, Basma? No, she got a man now.
Yeah, with Nala, yeah.
Aww.
Sure. Oh, cute.
You guys are cute. What about with Rossi? Would you share it with Rossi, Basma?
Of course they would.
No.
Yeah. Massive show lined up. We've got the Kanafi Queens joining us in the studio.
That's exciting.
These girls come from all the way from America. They're raising money for a great cause. They're famous for their Kanafi, so we get to have some Kanafi this morning, which is going to be fabulous. The Gossip with Pretty Malik.
Lindsay Lohan just made the best announcement ever. You don't understand how excited I am.
All right.
I love you, Lindsay.
That's great. Are we getting a Walt Rossi reading?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you have the headline?
You think so?
I'll find one for you.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, we'll hopefully get a Walt Rossi reading
of
with
course.
Rossi. 50,000 dirhams cash. Will we give it away today? Well, we're about to find out with the pop quiz returning at 7:10 this morning. 50,000 dirhams on the line. We're ready to go. Up next, though, help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio.
You have to pick a song.
Oh, I got selected yesterday, did I?
Yeah. So you got to pick a song.
Okay, 04871-5544. Give me a call right now. Let's get you on the show. Help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio, okay?
Cool.
Let's go. Ready?
Ready.
We all good?
Yeah.
All right. You guys came to work the way that I felt. I would be very upset at you guys, okay? Not. I'm a little fluey today. I was a little sick yesterday. I just want to let you all know. No, stay pretty. Don't leave. You're not allowed to leave.
You said if I came to work feeling like I should go home.
But I'm just letting you know. Like,
I'm going home.
I've come to work not feeling fantastic. I've got a I had a sore throat all day yesterday. Today I woke up with a little bit of a snot. And if you guys came into work the way that I felt, I would be very upset at you. I just want to let you know. Rusty, stop picking your nose.
I'm not. There's a spot on the side of my nose. Have you poked the fish?
What's the fish?
What?
If you've got a sore throat, you should poke the fish. I saw an Instagram video yesterday, so it must be real.
What's poking the fish?
This area here is apparently like a fish's head. The muscles and stuff. So just poke it.
Poke it for 10 seconds. I did do that yesterday, actually.
And you might feel better.
No, my throat feels okay today, but I'm just a little bit like stuffy. Most humans wouldn't be able to rock up to work today, but...
You're a superhero.
I'm here.
You're Nella. A hero.
I didn't take a day off.
And you made that very clear yesterday.
when you took the day off.
Yes. So Nella, just for reference, I asked Nella, how are you feeling, Nella? She goes, you know, it was really bad. I had to go to the hospital. I had terrible cramps. Chris goes... Yeah, but my throat hurts.
And I came to work, right? And I came to work.
I was like, all right, Chris.
Man, 6:09, we are live on Virgin Radio. Pick my hits. Darren is with us. G'day, D.
Good day, guys. How are you all doing?
Great, thank you, Darren.
Thanks for asking. I'm a little bit under the weather. Is that a saying? Is that an international saying? I'm a little bit under the weather.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. What are you doing, Darren?
Just currently, I'm just doing like content creation.
Oh.
Just a content creator full time.
Okay. Content All right. Creator. What type of content do you create?
Mostly aviation content.
Oh, that's right.
I'm like an aviation enthusiast.
Bro, that's like, you know, I follow all the aviation accounts. I love just watching planes land and take off. I love it.
But also, I do love motorsport as well.
Oh my gosh! Oh, same with me.
You don't love motorsport at all.
That's amazing that you're an enthusiast of like aviation, but you're doing it for a job. Is that right?
Like mostly I love about commercial, like, you know, flying around, traveling around.
Wow.
Kind of like that.
Doing your passion for work.
I just missed my flight yesterday. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on, talking about aviation, their rules and regulations. I got stuck in Saudi for an extra 3 hours last night, Darren.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I can't wait to watch your content. I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Well, how can we follow you?
Yeah.
Can I DM you on IG, if that's fine?
Yeah, you don't want to say it on the radio?
No, actually, no.
Why, though?
But you're a content creator.
You're a content creator. Your main aim is to get people to watch your stuff, but you don't want to give it out? All right. Just DM me. DM me, and I'll have a look. If you DM me, do you want me to say your page on the radio or no? Keep it a secret.
Let's keep it off, actually.
Okay, all right.
Each to their own, Kristen.
Yep, I'm fine with that. Hey, could you help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio? How about that?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, well, thanks. Here we go. Nala, what do you want to hear this morning?
I want to hear Umbrella.
All right, what do you want to hear, pretty?
I want to go Mambo number 5.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need.
Rossi.
Darren, just listening to you for the last minute makes me realize that you're a massive rocker. So I'd love you to play Offspring, please. Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Yep, anything white. Rossi, you play it.
Just horrible.
And all the girls say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Well, she only plays Michael Jackson's song and white.
Stupid. That was dumb.
I'm going to call HR on you.
I want this. It's such a good song. Please play it, Darren. I don't even care about the point. I've already won, but the song is so good. Boys to Men. End of the Road. This Nala?
I heard it because of you, but before that, no.
All right, Darren, four options there. Which song do you want?
Okay, I was very, let's say it's a pretty confusing choice to go between Nala and Pretty at the moment.
It's okay, I'm in last place. I don't need the point. Give it to Pretty.
Nala, today is your day. I'm going with you.
Yay!
Rihanna, good girl going back.
Don't DM me your page.
Free. Action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we go. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather. And cheap vibes are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because when the sun shines, we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath, promise to get out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my
Rihanna, a lot of her songs, like, she just makes noises like, you know, work.
Yeah.
Just like, there's just random sounds. But she's a queen.
Yep,
she is a queen.
Rihanna, right here, Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. If you had to have a roommate for a year, would you want Rihanna or Beyonce? Who are you choosing?
Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Why? I know.
Makeup.
Yeah, you have free makeup.
We get to share makeup and I get to test all the new products.
Rihanna. I just love her, Rihanna.
Really? What about Beyonce? You don't want to live with Beyonce?
I feel like I'd be scared of her.
Yeah, I'd be too intimidated. I think Rihanna's more of like a friend, like a bestie.
Rossi?
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Who'd you pick?
And I don't want to give my reasons why, but just Beyonce.
Okay. Restraining order coming your way. And Rihanna or Beyonce, Chris?
I think I'm with Rihanna.
Yeah.
But then I'd be worried she'd be having parties. Like, I feel like I'd wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and Rihanna would just have like a bunch of people over.
Yeah.
She'd be like standing on the table dancing.
But could you imagine? Yeah, but could you imagine who would be coming over? Like,
I know. Rihanna, I want to go to bed. She's like, I'm just having some friends over. That was Irish.
Why is she Irish?
I can't do her accent. I just wanting to.
Barbados.
Wow, how do I do a Rihanna?
Barbados.
I got to hear her accent. Have we got anything?
Well,
here?
I'm sure.
I've got. Here, let me have a listen here. Listen.
MTV. This is such an amazing night. It's such.
I'm having some friends over.
It's still Irish.
Hollywood.
Glitz and glamour.
Pretty Malik gossip.
It's Pretty Malik's gossip
on Virgin Radio.
What you got, Pretty Malik?
We're going to see more acting from Kim Kardashian. Amazon MGM Studios has just landed an untitled Kim Kardashian thriller. So she's going to be producing and acting in it.
Oh.
We don't know any other details or release date, but she's really getting into it. Speaking about movies, Bad Boys 4 has officially wrapped filming. Will Smith shared a first look photo. You see Will Smith and Martin Lawrence in front of the London Eye. They're going to be reprising their roles, and the movie comes out June 7th. I am super excited about that. I love the Bad Boys movie.
Same with me. I mean, I love Will Smith, and I love Martin Lawrence. I think they're both just good people.
Together,
and,
too. Yeah,
to have them, you know. They're cool, and they can't do it for too much longer. Like,
no, I think this might be the last one.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
And maybe they need like the younger generation to take over after this.
Yeah, there'll be one where they have their sons playing.
Yeah, like Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah,
and
true.
I would say Michael B. Jordan, and who else could be in there?
Michael Jordan.
No.
I just want Michael B. Jordan and Michael Jordan to do something.
Yes.
How about Kevin Hart?
Yeah, we'll talk about.
Yeah.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah. Oh, we couldn't
talk about it.
Wow, I want to talk about it now. Just a little bit. Kevin Hart completely trashes in his new stand-up show that we went to on Monday at the Coca-Cola Arena. Michael Jordan.
Trashing. Really?
Yeah, he's not friends with him. And then
hammered him.
Do you think it's real?
Maybe. I don't know.
Like, do you think Michael's aware of this?
I've heard stories about Michael Jordan not being the nicest.
Anyway, he's got like throughout his entire set, his comedy set, he's referencing Michael Jordan and his kids.
Oh, and how they have amounted to nothing in life.
Basically, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
We weren't allowed our cameras.
No,
you're not allowed your phones.
Yeah, he does it every special.
Very hard not to do that.
It was only an hour.
That's why you didn't enjoy it.
Hour and 35 minutes.
You counted?
Yeah,
I had
the other guys.
How many seconds?
28 seconds without my phone. An hour, yeah, it was hard. But we got through it.
Okay, let's talk Lindsay Lohan. Lots of Lindsay news. First of all, it's confirmed. Freaky Friday sequel happening.
Yay!
She told Ed Cohen, it's going on. Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be back in the role as well. Their movie originally came out in 2003. This is going to be a modern twist. We don't know plot details or release date. This is so exciting. Chris, watch Freaky Friday. Then.
I don't know. Can I?
No. Then. You know how Lindsay was courtside at a Warriors game?
Yeah.
And then Steph Curry gave.
Yep.
And it said from your godparents. And you were like, I don't understand how they're friends.
Yeah.
Lindsay explains how she became friends with the Currys. This is her on Jimmy Fallon.
My husband knows Michael Mina. The chef, and we were in Dubai, and Michael Mina kept saying to Batter, he was like, you need to introduce Lindsay and Aisha. I need them to meet. So she happened to be coming to Dubai, and we met, and we just clicked right off the bat.
Yeah, that's right, because Steph Curry came to Dubai about 3 or 4 months ago, and they came.
No, this was a secret trip about a year and a half, 2 years ago, because she was not pregnant at the time when she met Aisha Curry for the first time. It was a secret little trip.
Steph Curry.
That's your in. You know Lindsay.
In about 6 days, I'm going to be in Los Angeles watching the Lakers versus the Warriors. Steph Curry.
Nice.
Please, can you just all say LeBron James don't get injured?
Because
I've never seen him play. Last year when I went, he was injured for the 2 games. He's doing fine right now, it seems. Please.
Let's not get him injured.
All right, okay. Well, there we go.
No, wait, finally, Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
So he had this whole thing in 2019 where he was with his co-star, and then he had to apologize and kind of cheating, kind of not, right?
Yeah.
So now there's this new report, and it made me laugh, in the National Enquirer, so you have to take it with a grain of salt.
It's not true.
Daily Mail,
it's
right?
It's not true.
Yeah. But it says that his wife, Jessica Biel, has rules in place for their relationship now. 3 rules. Number one, has to check in with her every night before bed, possibly on a video call. Number two, she has to be able to reach him whenever she wants. So whenever she calls, he's got to answer no matter what, no excuses.
But this seems like a very normal relationship sort of feel. Like as in, you should be able to call your husband or wife.
He must answer.
Yeah, I know,
no
but like, if you don't answer, like that's weird, I would feel, in the first place.
Imagine you're in the middle of a scene and your wife calls.
Yeah, but like she'd know, like, hey, honey, I'm going to be just shooting something for the next 2 hours. I'm near my phone, but I can't answer it.
And then the last one is he's not allowed to go out after a show's partying and drinking.
That's a good rule for him.
Yeah, he's got to be kept on a leash.
He
cheated.
There was a video on the balcony. Did he actually cheat, though?
Well, he kind of admitted to it, and he issued a public apology, so.
She seems sweet, Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feel bad for her sometimes.
Do you guys like Justin Timberlake? Is he in the good books?
No.
Like sleazy or?
Yeah. After reading the Britney book, I'm like, blech.
He was a kid. He was 20 years old. You can't judge someone 20 years ago. Come on.
I agree with that, but then he did that in 2019, yeah. So.
I think his downfall was he didn't even apologize to Britney just recently when he had the opportunity on stage.
That's the thing, so there you go.
All right, but he does have a sexy back.
I've never actually seen his back.
Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, Hope Price.
It is Virgin Radio 104.4, hanging out on the Chris Fade Show. A huge feat for Dubai, ladies and gentlemen. The most visited place in all of the world.
Pretty cool, huh?
All of the world. Can you believe it? Was Rossi's home.
Everyone went to Rossi, except for Chris
and Pretty.
Yeah, you're
and
not
going to get invited. And Nala, we have never been invited. Busman never invited either.
Maybe I'll have a party when Liz goes back with the kids in a few weeks.
Why? I want to be there with Liz. I see you every day. I want to hang with Liz.
And the kids.
Yeah.
She doesn't like you.
No, seriously. The Dubai Mall, congratulations. You've taken it out again. The most visited place in the world. Can you believe that?
It's crazy. It went up by 19%.
Wow.
From last year. From 2022 to 2023, there was a 19% jump in the number of visitors to Dubai Mall.
What was what million? It was in the millions.
105 million visitors in 2023.
Guys, 105 million visitors to the Dubai Mall. I mean, it beat the likes of
everything.
like the Eiffel Tower, the Statue of Liberty, the Sydney Opera House, the Big Ben, like all the big things around the world there. I mean, no matter where you are around the world, the Dubai Mall was the most visited place in the world with over 105 million.
Well, it's got everything in there, hasn't it? It's got the tallest tower in the world, massive fish tanks.
Yeah, you live there.
Great shops.
You could live in the mall. It's a city. It's its own city. Do you know what I mean?
Agreed.
That's why you can go there. And you can go there 5 days in a row and still see new things every day. So, again, a good feat for Dubai. Another tick that, you know, we can claim here in the UAE, the most visited place. I mean, you can totally see. Have you guys noticed the traffic?
Oh.
Have you guys noticed it? Like it's I've never seen it like this in 16 years living here, which I don't want to complain about because I mean it's where we are as a city. I know it's hard, you know, driving and getting places. Like the other day from Business Bay to downtown, it took me 40 minutes just to get from Business Bay
so
to downtown.
Bad.
Took me an hour to get from Business Bay to the Coca-Cola Arena the other day, peak hour, 7 p.m. at night, right? But I guess that's what happens when the city grows and more people come here.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing all they can to build the roads and the infrastructure and the metros and all that. So there's always highs and lows, but I've never seen the city so busy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they said in this report about, you know, Dubai Mall being the most visited place, they said 20 million people visited in the first 2 months of the year alone. So can you just imagine? So we're, in the beginning of the year now?
Yeah.
How many people are in the city right now?
Yeah, it's huge.
It's crazy.
I landed at the airport last night at like about 11, close to 10:30 p.m. or 10 p.m. I landed.
Yeah.
It was chaos, like in a good way. It was just mayhem. That many people. I'm like looking around going, wow, look at all these people flying into this city, flying into the UAE.
Yeah.
Seriously, become like the new capital of the world. So, you know, for the likes of, you know, Rossi, Pretty and myself, we've been here, I like it, we've been here for 16 years.
Yeah.
You know, when I speak to people like, oh, they've just jumped on the bandwagon of the UAE, I'm like, ah, we were here before you guys were.
We were here before Dubai Mall was.
We were. There was no Dubai Mall. The Burj Khalifa was half built.
How crazy.
It was crazy. I drove in there where the Souk Al-Bahar is.
Yeah.
You drive in there. It was just a car park.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I really did remember going, why are they building this tower in the middle of nowhere? Why would they do that?
Yeah.
Because there was nothing there. There wasn't Business Bay. There wasn't downtown.
There was nothing
there.
There
was nothing there. And I'm like, why? Because the marina was already built.
And that was kind of like the hub.
And I thought, why would they not put the tower in the marina where everybody is? And then
here we are.
5 or 6 years later, the downtown was construction. All these buildings were there.
That's insane.
Yeah, pretty crazy. So remarkable. I'm so happy that I get to witness that, you know. That's something that I'll take with me for the rest of my life.
For sure.
Come on! The Chris Fade Show's 50K Pop Quiz.
And do your thing.
Is on.
Powered by RackBank.
You give the energy comes back to you.
Yep.
I've learned that in my life, all right? You do good, you get good. So if we get you onto that pop quiz, give me that energy, give me that love, and it should come back. That's what we're hoping for right now. 50,000 dirhams cash. Alicia, you've just got through. Good morning.
Woo-hoo! No! Yes! 50K come to mama!
Woo! Exactly. You've made it through the hardest part, getting through. You're on. Welcome to the Chris Fade Show's 50,000 dirhams cash, where we guarantee to give it away. Alicia, what do you do?
I'm on a school run.
Oh, she's on the school run. Who's in the car with you? Give me the names.
That's right. I'm sorry?
Give me the names. Who's in the car with you?
Oh, my son, George.
All right, Georgie. That's my dad's name. It's my middle name. That's some luck already there. Ooh. Come on. Come on.
There you go.
It's my son's middle name as well. Yeah, there we go, George. Ooh. All right, so what do you do? What do you do when you're not dropping your Georgie to school? What do you do, Mum?
Oh, I'm a full-time mommy.
Good on you. Good on you, getting
working
it done
hard.
Every
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
All right, so listen, let's do this. You know the deal. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass it. If we have enough time, we will come back to them. All right, we're playing for 50,000 dirhams cash with Rack Bank.
Let's do this.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right, good
let's
luck. Here
come
we
on.
Go. Here we go. The country's backing you up. They want you to win this money. 60, come on, 60 seconds on the clock. Alicia, your time starts right now. H2O is the chemical formula for what?
Water.
What rapper released an album called Donda?
Pass.
Who plays the role of Iron Man in the 2008 movie?
Robert Downey Jr.
A typical golf course has how many holes?
Jesus, 16.
How many members were in Outkast, 2 or 5?
5.
What company launched the S22 Ultra smartphone?
Huawei.
What American technology company was founded April 1st, 1976?
Windows.
True or false, Carlos Alcantara. Sorry?
Yeah. Sorry.
True or false, Carlos Alcaraz plays tennis?
True.
Who sang the songs TikTok and Good Old Days?
No idea.
I really thought we were going to...
Yeah.
I thought we were going to get 300 dirhams. I know, Alicia, I'm sorry.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having us on.
No worries, I'm so happy. Can I give a quick shout-out to my mates from school? My mother, Sharon, Melissa, and Joel.
Oh, the mama's crew hanging out together. I
like
love that.
Cute.
Of course you can. Well, hopefully they're hearing you on the radio right now. Kanye West has the album called Donda. Golf course has 18 holes. Outkast, there were 2 members. The S22 Ultra smartphone, that was Samsung. Apple was founded April 1st, 1976. And Kesha sings TikTok in Good Old Days. I truly did believe that it was achievable today because I saw these questions. I thought, right person would get all these right.
100%.
Which means tomorrow, another chance, 7:10. Can you take our 50,000 dirhams cash? Do it. When are the Kanefi queens coming in?
Next hour.
Oh, because I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah, they're going to bring some in.
Well, they're going to bring some. Yeah, the Kanefi queens, they're from I think, where are they from?
California.
Are they California-based?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, they're going to come in. They're doing great. They're making, obviously, they make Kanefi, but they're touring the world, and they're bringing awareness of what's happening, you know, over the border in Gaza and all that. So they're raising funds, and they're doing a great job about it. So we're going to join. They're going to join us in the studio. They're bringing some Kanefi as well, which is great. But do I order breakfast, or do I wait
no,
then?
Wait.
You should just have Kanefi.
Just wait. Oh, wait.
I'm going to have some Kanefi. Yeah, I love it. I'm so multicultural these days. Honestly, at the weekend I went out for Simit with K-Mac and Honey, took the kids out. Rossi of 2006 would never have done that.
Did you never have like international? I get very surprised by this, maybe because where I grew up, but like.
Yeah, you're
a
city girl, right?
So like, did you not have different cuisines normally during the week?
No, not really. No, not really, no. We'd have like English breakfast.
But you wouldn't like explore... I don't know, like Asian food, like Chinese food or Japanese one.
Yeah, we'd have that for like takeaway.
So where you lived, where did you grow up in the, you lived in Liverpool in, what's it called again?
No, I lived in the Wirral, but it was.
The Wirral, was there a strip of shops and there'd be like your local Chinese restaurant, your local Italian restaurant? Like
Chinese chippy, yeah.
What was it called?
A Chinese chippy.
What's that?
It's a chip, fish and chip shop, but it also sells Chinese food.
So, okay.
What? Okay. It's a fish and chip
shop. Chinese chippy. Come on, guys. You've never heard of a Chinese
no.
chippy?
No. Hold
That's
on.
A very British thing, I
Hold
think.
On. It's a Chinese shop. But it sells
does fish and chips.
Yeah.
But it does like...
Like I can have Mongolian lamb, but I can also order fish and chips.
Yeah. And it's like you get it on the... paper and they put the fish and chips down and salt and vinegar.
Yeah, I love... No, I know fish and chips, we have that, but we don't have a fish and chip shop.
It's by a Chinese family, so they sell all of the Chinese food.
They're double dipping.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They're covering all the bases.
They got
like
a pizza. They got a pizzeria as well in the back. No, like, do you want a pizza as well? We can do that.
No. And then we got Spicy Kitchen there. I always talk to the guys in there about Dubai.
Spicy Kitchen is what? Indian food?
Yeah.
Are they Indian?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's great. And he does like these, what are they called? Kebabs, but it's like...
Do thick, they sound British?
Thick bread. A little bit, yeah. So that's where people go after the...
We need to, the three of us, we all need to go to each other's hometowns. So yeah. I think we should take the show and do the show in Liverpool in the Wirral area.
Yeah.
Right? And then we should take it to New York City.
Yeah.
And go do the show in New York.
In Queens.
And everywhere we go, we give the opportunity of you guys that listen to the show to win tickets to that destination. So you could win two tickets to Liverpool.
With Visit Britain.
Yeah, no, but then we should do the same thing. Two tickets to New York and then you can
Sydney.
Come to Sydney. And
but
we the go
thing
two
is,
tickets
though,
to
like,
Sydney.
Like my house is like quiet. Like my town is quiet compared
to... Yeah, but
to
that's
you.
Fine.
But that's, yeah, that's
still
okay.
That's where you live. That's
like
cool.
You're in the city and...
Yeah, that's fine. You can,
but what am I
going
to do? Take you to the Red Cat.
Wherever you, I want to go where Big Rossi used to go.
Like the
Red Cat. When he was young, I want to go see your school. I want to go see where he used to go. I want to hang out.
Yeah, we want to work out what went wrong.
Excuse me.
I mean, right.
We need to do another test as well, by the way, intelligence test, because I think I'll get you. Because last time you beat me.
Yeah, sure. A lot of people messaging in saying the Wirral is not Liverpool, so you are a fake Liverpudlian.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
So he's a fake Liverpudlian, we know that.
It's
we are
the nearest
that
these guys understand, but yes, I'm a plastic scouser.
Just overall, if you listen to the show, wouldn't it be cool if we could go to each other's cities, do the show, but then we give you the opportunity of winning that? We need to like talk to an airline.
And that would just take us everywhere.
Yeah, let's talk to an airline. We'll get it sponsored so the station makes money out of it.
Yeah.
We don't want to do it for free. Yeah. So we understand that there's costs involved.
Yeah.
So if you're a company and you think you want to sponsor this segment, you've got to come with a bit of bucks. You've got to have, like, our sales team will charge you heavy for it. Right.
Well, Visit Britain can do my side. They're nice guys.
Like, I think like a DHL or a...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Emirates Post.
Emirates Post. Something like that. You know what I mean? Like
FedEx.
Yeah.
FedEx.
Would we get posted back to our destination though? Or
something? Yeah, if there's any, yeah, maybe. Okay, well, let's chat to the sales team. We'll work it out. And then we'll plan it for 2031.
Yeah, I like it.
Like it?
Yeah.
11 years.
It'll only be 2 years going though.
Why?
Just leave it. Sorry.
In 2031, there'll only be two of us going.
Yeah.
Are you trying to say that you're going to be dead?
Probably. Feel like it.
Are your kids listening?
No, joking.
As long as the kids aren't listening, I don't want to talk about that. Will the kids listen right now?
No, they are, yeah. Hi, kids.
They're listening? Your kids?
No, they're probably on the way to school.
So do they listen to the show in the car? I want to know if
they're
listening.
Always, they love the podcast.
So are your kids listening right now?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you'll be fine, Rossi.
Thank you, Kristen.
You look healthy. You're such a great man and a great dad.
Yeah, thanks.
We love you.
Thanks, mate.
All right.
Let's just
we'll leave it
forward.
There.
All things entertainment.
Scandal.
It's Pretty Malik's Gossip on Virgin Radio.
All right, sit back, relax. It's 7:33. Let's enjoy some gossip. What have you got for us?
Not going to enjoy the first story, though. It's about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So Taylor Swift has sparked concern with fans because she was coughing through her concert in Singapore. Fans are worried that she's working too much and she may be falling sick.
Yeah, well, then she probably is. She needs a rest. The body needs a rest.
She's in the middle of a five-day sold-out show set in Singapore. By the way, everyone is really mad that she's in Singapore. Do you know Singapore paid her $3 million a show for exclusivity in the region? So they paid her $3 million for every single show. That means they paid her $15 million to make sure she does not go to any other country like Smart. Thailand or the Philippines.
What a great decision.
Except for Singapore.
And I'll tell you why they've run that. Because it means people from they're flying in.
Correct.
They'll make much more money on tourism, on hotels, on foods, on restaurants, and all that.
Yeah.
Man, I heard it. This is so off topic.
Tell me.
But this is a TikTok story. I don't know if it's legit.
Yeah.
But again, this is from TikTok. I don't know if it's legit, but making smart business decisions. Many years ago, like I think like 15 years ago or something, Chicago in America were going through some hard times as a city and needed money.
Yeah.
So they sold their meters. You know the parking meters? That you know how we put meters?
Yeah.
They sold their city parking meters to an investment company.
Smart.
That investment company was based out of Abu Dhabi.
What?
Oh.
So this is TikTok. I don't know if it's legit, but the Abu Dhabi company bought all the Chicago meters, parking meters, for $1.1 billion, right?
Wow.
This is again TikTok.
That's crazy.
This is about 10 years ago. 10 years later, the machines have already been paid off. They've already made that much money from these parking machines. They've already made their $1.1 billion.
That's crazy.
They're already ahead for $500 million.
Wow. Wow.
And they own these machines for the next 60 years.
That's crazy.
Like smart business decisions. I'm saying Singapore paying Taylor Swift,
that's
saying,
smart.
Hey, we'll pay you extra, but you can't go perform anywhere else
so
in the region.
So you're saying that $15 million that they put out, they've made back.
Airlines flying, their
hotels.
Singapore Airlines, their hotels, their food, everything. It just keeps going. You know what I mean? So there we go. Taylor Swift making more cash.
TikTok star Risa Tisa has gone to Hollywood. So she's known for a 50-part series on TikTok called Who Did I Marry? That has 400 million impressions and counting.
Crazy.
She basically, this debuted on February 14th and it has 400 million views. It basically chronicles her marriage to a pathological liar. When he goes through it, it's riveting if you ever want to watch it. Risa Tisa on TikTok. She is signed with CAA for representation.
Oh, wow. CAA, one of the biggest representations in the world.
The biggest actors, the biggest artists in the world, they represent them. So now they are representing Risa Tisa.
Wow.
And finally, guess who's ready to finally talk about what happened during their medical emergency in 2023.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx is ready to talk about it. However, this is where I'm like, ugh, he wants to do it on his own terms in a comedy special that's going to be called What Happened Was. So he was accepting an award. It was like a producer's thing that was happening in Hollywood. And Jamie said, quote, "Everybody wants to know what happened, and I'm going to tell you what happened. But I've got to do it in my way. I'm going to do it in a funny way. We're going to be on stage. We're going to get back to the stand-up sort of roots. So we're going to learn what happened to him in 2023, April last year. But it's going to be through a comedy special."
Mm.
Not sure if he's filmed it yet, though.
I find the whole thing really interesting and strange. Yeah. That whole thing of him disappearing and he was going to die. Then he's come back and people are saying that he's a clone.
But now he's like, nah, I'm not. I'll tell you. Anyways, the special is called What Happened Was. We don't know if it's filmed yet. We don't know when it's coming out.
Interesting. All right. Well, there we go. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Rossi wanted to take over the show for a moment. He said he wanted to talk about some stuff. Over to you, Big Rossi. What have you got?
This is a sad story where we need some music like this. Chris Fade, a renowned radio presenter, boarded a plane with a heavy heart.
Here we go.
Despite his wealth and status, he found himself seated in economy class.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
Surrounded by the hustle and bustle of other passengers,
stupid.
Squeezed into the cramped seat, he couldn't shake off the feeling of discomfort and disappointment. Play the clip.
I can't. This is really, this is actually hard. I'll be okay. Will they give me food? Do I get food? 2-hour flight. I'm hungry.
Throughout the flight, Chris couldn't help.
Did you AI this? I think you voted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's so good.
I can tell that he's AI'd this script. Because it's so good for Rossi. Yeah.
Throughout the flight, Chris couldn't help but feel a sense of isolation. While he was used to the luxury of business class, where he could stretch his legs and enjoy personalized service, now he was just another face in the crowd. The flight attendants barely spared him a glance. Too preoccupied with attending to the needs of the other peasants.
Don't say that.
I just added that in. That's a joke. I am one of those peasants.
I am as well.
We are all there,
sandwiched between strangers. Chris couldn't help but reflect on his life.
Can you just stop? This is now boring. It was funny initially.
No,
it's all right. But please, Chris, tell me, how did it feel with those other people yesterday?
I was fine to fly in economy. Relax, all right?
Tell us how it happened.
Liar!
Tell us how it happened. Come on.
Can we stop the music at least?
All right, hold on.
The music's out of control.
There you go. I'll put it back on in a minute if I feel that your life is too tough.
After the show yesterday, I went to Saudi Arabia. I went to Riyadh. It was fantastic. I was there to talk at a convention called Leap. And it was very well done, and it was a beautiful... I was there for literally on stage for 25 minutes.
Did you meet up with any of our old friends?
Nope. So for 25 minutes, I landed in Riyadh. I went straight to the convention center in Riyadh. I was on stage for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
I came straight back to the airport to come back to Dubai. It was literally, I was in Riyadh for an hour and a half.
Right.
Right.
I flew Saudi Arabian Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
I flew there I've never flown them. They were great. Fantastic. On the way there. Now, we did land 30 minutes late.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which pushed the schedule out a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, but got on stage, did my speech, did my chat, did my talk, met up with said, you know, hello to people, and then we left. The airport was an hour away from the convention center, right? And I had an hour and 10 minutes before the flight.
Anxiety.
Very, very anxious. I mean, I documented the whole thing on social media, right?
All right.
And I went, got there in time, which I thought I had already checked in. I had my bag with me, nothing to check in. I was just carrying a little backpack. Yeah. So I thought, I'm going to be fine.
You're going to make it.
I got to the gate 19 minutes before the flight. They close it. On the 20th minute.
Oh, he missed his flight.
And the guy there, the gate was open. I've never experienced this. I've never missed a flight.
I missed, yeah.
The gate was open.
Not surprised.
The stairs were still connected.
Yeah.
I had seen a passenger go in.
So you could have walked in.
From afar, when I was coming up to the gate, I could see.
So you were like, oh, yes, I made it.
Yeah, and I said to him, I thought I was okay. Like, I gave him my passport. He says, flight closed. And I went, I thought he was joking.
Yeah.
Aww. I went, oh, I know, I'm so late. I said, I'm very, very sorry. I was stuck in traffic. And then he's just, give me your passport. I gave him my passport. I still think I'm checking in.
Yeah.
And this was to get me back into Dubai at 8 p.m. And he's typing away and I start seeing one of the stairs
going
get detached from the plane.
You're like, hold on.
And I'm going, brother, the stairs are coming off. It's not funny. And then he goes, you will go on the next flight. I said, No, I can't. I don't. There is no next flight. This is my flight.
The panic.
I said, you understand? I flew all the way from Dubai. For 25 minutes, I've timed it out. I'm not late. So, nope. I said, get me a manager.
How long did that take? 40 seconds.
No. And so he's now filling out a paper in Arabic. I didn't even know what it was saying. And I'm like, what's that paper for?
Bet you wish they'd learnt it.
You take this to the other desk. What other desk? I said, Habibi, please, let me get on the flight. It's right here. The stairs are still open. The back stairs were taken off the plane. The front stairs were still on. I'm like, I'm at the front. I'm at the front. Brother, please, look. Oh, come on. Nope. I said, I know you can do it. You can say yes to me. Just let me on the flight.
The stairs are gone, Chris.
I said, no, the back stairs were gone on the plane. The front stairs were still connected. And then I was there for like 8 minutes before the stairs were taken away.
And then I'm looking at the window at the pilots and I'm waving at them.
Please.
It's me, Chris.
Because I think they can make a decision, the pilots.
Well, they're the authority.
And I'm waving. I'm like waving at the plane like, I'm here, I'm here.
And the pilot's like, oh, look, Derek, he's waving at his wife. He's waving his wife goodbye.
Anyway, the front stairs then come off the plane, and that's when I knew. And the guy was, can I tell you, the guy that I dealt with was not good.
Was he not nice?
He had an attitude problem. And then he started telling me speak
it's funny
out.
Funny that this is the second time you've had people with attitude problems when he's been speaking to them in the last 2 days. But anyway, continue.
He kept going to me, speak Arabic.
Oh.
I said, I don't speak Arabic. I said, I'm Australian. Your surname's Fahad. I said, yep, I understand that, but I don't speak Arabic.
Oh, that's
he goes,
bad.
Well, I don't speak English. Oh. I go, oh, you don't speak English? He spoke English very fine. Yeah. I said, you don't speak English? Fantastic. Give me your badge number right now. Took my phone out to take a photo of his badge. You can't take a photo of my badge. I said, yes, I can. Because if you're working this job and you can't speak English, you're meant to speak English in this job. So if you can't do it, then he started speaking English because he knew that he shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Anyway, his manager comes. He just gets up and leaves. I said, get me a supervisor. He will come. So he leaves. Manager comes. I'm talking to the manager. Manager's like, yeah, it's a process and a policy. I said, I understand. I respect your protocol. I understand that. We all have rules and regulations. But I said, it was more about how this guy spoke to me. I didn't like it. I thought the way that it was approached was disgusting and it wasn't cool. I paid for a business class ticket. I've now had to pay for an economy ticket. The only seat was available on the next flight, which was 2.5 hours later, was one ticket in economy, which I've got no issue flying economy. So I got it and I bought that. It's not that it was, you guys are laughing. Why are you laughing at that?
We'll get to it later.
Why are you laughing at it?
The messages last night.
I hadn't flown economy for a while. I was asking some basic questions. Like, I wasn't sure.
No, you asked some ridiculous questions.
What? Well, do they feed us? I want to know. I was very hungry.
Headphones? You wanted to know, hey, where do I keep my bag? I don't understand. Do I keep it in my lap? Do I keep it up in the compartment?
I wanted to know if my hand luggage, a little backpack, can I hold it or do I have to put it above? That's a basic question.
No, it's not. It's a standard rule that for takeoff and landing, they must be either under your seat or in a compartment in any class.
You can just imagine him when he walks in. Is this whole aisle for me? No, you're next to two more people, mate.
Anyway,
always in a
mood. Was so upset yesterday.
Yes, it was hard.
I was upset, like, because I was there, and I, you know what I said to him, and I did tell a bit of a lie here at the guy that didn't let me on. I said, it's my daughter's birthday.
Can you play the music again in the background, please? Like, thanks.
You don't need to play the music.
No, it's all right. Do it.
I said, it's my daughter's birthday.
You did not.
I did.
You actually.
I said, it's my daughter's birthday. We're having a celebration at 8 o'clock, and this is why I said, do you understand? I landed in Saudi 3 hours ago. Like, I'm leaving 3 hours later. Anyway, I end up speaking to the authority at the airport. The Saudi authority that look after the airport. They heard about the situation.
And?
Now, can I tell you, this is not me trying to be like, oh, look at me, I'm famous. A lot of people in Saudi coming up taking photos with me when I'm there, right? So I caused a little bit of a...
It gets worse and worse.
It's the best day ever, this.
So they're all coming to take photos. A bit of security came to find out what's going on. And then the authority came and they said, we heard about your situation. We apologize. No, they apologize. They said it should have been handled in a different way.
But you shouldn't have been allowed on that plane. I just want to know that.
They said by rules, but there was definitely a moment where they could have let you on. They could have done it.
Okay.
Stairs were connected. Door was still open. Yeah. Plane hadn't like left or anything. And the reason why I was late was because the airline landed me 30 minutes late. So everything, I was behind schedule. So anyway.
Did you make it okay,
I got
Chris?
On the plane, flew home. It was a little difference of an experience for me. All right. I did get served food, a pizza, and it was very nice. They had a pizza in a box.
What did you watch? What movie did you watch?
None of the movies were working on the TV.
What was the headphones like?
Man, they were like these wire things. You had to connect it.
Wires?
It was like,
wow, yeah,
but
yeah,
I'll tell you what I did.
Mate.
But I tell you what I did do.
What?
I worked the system and I apologized to the guy standing next to me, but he didn't pick up on it. I had the middle seat.
Yeah.
And I knew I didn't want to sit in that middle seat.
So then?
So I sat on the edge. Because when you looked at, I was H or K. H or K on above you, it was hard to read if it was the inner seat or the outer seat. So I just sat on
it's
the outer seat.
It's in alphabetical order. It's not hard to read.
Little wins in economy, Chris. Well done, mate.
Yeah, so the guy came, and when he sat, I go, oh, you're just here because I'm here. So when I sat down, he now sat where I was supposed to sit. And to be honest, I didn't realize. It wasn't until I turned the TV on and it had my seat number. And I was like, oh, he's in my seat. I should be in the middle seat.
And you didn't say anything?
I didn't say anything. It was too far in. Katrina, Katrina wants to say, add something to this segment. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, Chris. I just want to say well done, Rossi. He gained all the credits with this segment. Rossi, you were the best. You were the best.
What did Rossi do? What are you talking about?
The common of the mortals live.
What are you talking about? So Rossi much. Did nothing.
Can we have the music again?
Do not play the music. Do not play the music.
No, do not play. He gained the credits.
Thank you. As Chris sat there sandwiched between strangers, Chris couldn't help but reflect on his life.
Right.
As he chowed down on a burnt piece of pizza and plugged in his wired headphones.
I took 4 selfies in economy.
He tried
People
to
People came
watch.
Up to me and said, took selfies.
I feel like you need to stop talking now. I feel like it's not helping you in any shape, way, or form.
As Chris's appearances on Dubai Bling dwindled because of this moment.
I'm on Dubai Bling.
Virgin Radio, UAE traffic, powered by Yas Island.
What happened to the private jet?
On episode 1, the intro, when he walks out with his moon boots on. Oh my gosh. This is the best.
I'm not even doing the show anymore. I'm not doing that show anymore.
This is what you're like. This is
what I'm doing that show anymore.
Welcome to the real world,
Chris,
son.
I just want to let you know, no matter how famous you may get, we'll always be here to humble you.
What's the traffic, pretty? He's in the mood. Go on.
We're doing traffic.
I'm replying to my fans that are messaging me now.
Oh, leave me alone. 15 minute delay out of Sharjah right now, E11, 311, and Emirates Road, that 611, has a 25 minute delay.
In economy, they wouldn't give me a refill of my drink. I asked for a refill.
Did you ask for the manager?
No, I just didn't get a refill. I asked for another piece of pizza. That wasn't they wouldn't give me that either.
No, you can't just get food like that.
I thought it was unlimited. That's what we get up the front. Big Rossi, I hope you're hungry.
I am.
I hope you're ready to do this. Nothing better than having good food, but also good food with a cause. And we're in the studio right now, the one, the only, the Kinetic Queens! Are here right now. Fatima, all the way from Los Angeles, has made her way into the Chris Fade Show. Welcome to the show with the crown and all.
Yeah.
The crown has made it to Dubai. You guys, I'm super honored to be on the show. Everyone was like, oh my God, the Chris Fade Show.
Oh, good.
So I'm so honored to meet all of you.
So our next guest, as we said, is the queen. The queen, you may have heard that right. Her Majesty, Kenefa Queen, yeah. joins us in the studio. So originally from Palestine.
Yes.
Living in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And you have become sort of world famous as well for making really, really good kenefa.
5-time award-winning kenefa.
There we go.
Excuse me.
So for someone like Rossi,
yeah,
you know, from Britain, from England,
yes.
What is kenefa made from? Because it for me, it's one of the greatest desserts.
Wait, you're saying kenefa, you're saying kenefa.
Yeah. So I say a chenefa. Around my family, but then for the world, I say kenefa because a lot of people are like, it's chenefa. They don't get it.
As a Lebanese, we say kenefa?
Because kenefa, I think everyone has their own dialect. It's, yeah. There's really no
kenefa.
Let me ask Basma and Nala, how do you guys say it? You Syrian and Turkish, how do you guys say it?
I say kenefa.
I say kenefa too.
Okay,
kenefa.
Okay. Oh, right. Hey.
Okay. Rossi, what do you say?
Kenefa.
He said kenefa.
So what is it made from?
So it's just a piece of heaven, and but the
it's true.
The outer crust consists of shredded phyllo dough and butter. It's
wow.
so good.
Wow, so
in the
good.
Center is my mom's famous cheeses, blend of cheeses. It's just melts in your mouth, and then you top it off with the perfect end, which is a simple syrup.
Yeah,
and it's just seriously, it's one of those. Desserts. It's iconic in the Middle East. It originated in Palestine, in Nablus, Palestine. People like to argue with me, no, it was started in Turkey. And I'm like, no, it's called Nablusiya kenefa for a reason.
Sure.
So, but yeah, it's just
So you started making this back in 2017, and it sort of, was it a passion project when it began, and then it turned into actual a real business?
When me and my daughter founded this business, we said, I told her, Mama, we have to, if we're going to do this business, because she was the one that told me, Mama, everyone loves your kanafa recipe. Every time you make it, everyone's eyes light up. Why don't we spread that with the whole world? And because she wanted to see that spark with everyone. And I told her, you know what? As long as we have a purpose for this business, then I am so down. And that's when we came up with our slogan, serving royal happiness and unity with every bite. Awesome. And we just wanted to bring all, you know, every race, every ethnicity, every religion together through this amazing dessert, because who doesn't fall in love over food, you know?
Totally.
So I've had the most racist people fall in love with us after they ate a piece of our kanafa. There, you know, and so I truly believe, you know, this kanafa, my mom always, when she taught me and she passed down the baton to me, she said, Mama, never make this kanafa if it's not made with love. Like, always renew your intentions, why you're making it, what your message is, you know. And my message has always been just, you know, sharing the beautiful Palestinian love, hospitality, the warmth, you know, just all of that. I want people to leave when they grab our kanafa, when they eat it. I have customers who tell me, Fatima, as soon as I ate it, I felt a hug.
Aww.
And that's truly what, you know.
Dua Lipa tried it. Did she like it?
Oh, my gosh. She's obsessed. She got it for Valentine's. She got it on her birthday. We made her the two-layer cake.
That's so good. I love that Dua Lipa's trying it out. You're here in the UAE. You're here in Dubai. You're doing it for a good cause as well. A lot of the money that you've been raising and the food that you're making and the kanafa that you are making, you're selling, but a lot of the proceeds are going back to Palestine as well, which is beautiful, right?
Yes, it's so close to my heart. And I said again, everything I do is I try to do it with intention and lead with kindness. And I said, if I'm coming this far, leaving my kids and my family and my business, and bringing it here, I want to do it for a good cause. And so I'm honored.
And you're working alongside who?
I'm doing it. We did 2 days with Ibrahim with Forever Rose.
Sure.
And this Friday, we're doing Besties Cafe. Tomorrow, we're doing Spotify. So I'm so super excited. And there's more. And then me and Fadi with Giving Family are planning an event as well. With Giving Family. Amazing organization. So we're super excited.
Obviously, the highlight. Yes. The highlight's been on the Chris Fade Show, obviously, like, you know.
The Chris Fade Show is like the topping, like the cherry on the top,
syrup.
You guys.
It's sugar syrup. So let's try it. Can we try it right now? Kanafa Queen in the studio. Guys, if you've never tried any kanafa before, no matter where you're from, give our dessert a go. It is really, really beautiful.
This is not even straight out of the oven, so imagine it, like, it just gets better than that.
I mean, even the cutlery is just...
I'll come over. Here, give me a little bit of syrup. Do you recommend a way of doing this?
Honestly, I just want you to... I bring a spoon. I tell people, do not eat kanafa with a fork. If you're eating it with a fork, you're doing it wrong, because you want all the crumbs, the syrup.
You want everything there.
You want all of it in your mouth.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's nothing better than trying this right now. I'm going to have a good bite here.
Get ready.
Instagram handle if people want to follow you right now.
Kanafa Queens.
All right. That is Kanafeh. All right. Kanafa Queens right here on Virgin Radio. You already have a good bite here. 3, 2.
Ooh.
That crunch.
Mm. This is really amazing. Good. We didn't eat anything, especially for this moment this morning. We were waiting to do it.
That is so. That's some of the best I've had.
Oh, thank you so much. Went to Nablus this summer, some of the most famous places were like, can we have your recipe? How did you get all those textures?
It's
fantastic.
But this is how it starts, isn't it? Like, these massive businesses around the world, they all start like with homegrown recipes and then branch out, right?
Yeah. So we're in grocery stores in America. We're in cafes and
you're in grocery stores.
Yes.
Where can I? Are you on the East Coast? Can I find you?
I love you. So we ship all over the U.S. We ship straight to
which is great.
New York. Actually,
let me ask Roy for a second. Roy, what do you want to know right now?
He devoured it.
Hi, morning,
morning, Roy.
I wanted to ask, how do you get your hands on the kunafa in UAE right now?
How can we try it here? Is there a place that we can go
to
right now?
You know what? Let's connect. Let's do business.
No, people want to go and buy it right now.
You know what?
Look at you, businesswoman, trying to sell it.
That's the Palestinian hustle. So this Friday you can find us at the Besties Cafe, but it's also being sold at Forever Rose right now.
Okay,
so whatever, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
Forever Rose or Besties Cafe have got it. It's really good, guys.
Yes.
Chris, are you okay?
I can do it. Have you got any more?
Yeah, there's more.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You guys, welcome to the Kunafa Queens family.
Thank you so much.
What about the other team members?
I'll eat theirs as well. Fatima, keep doing what you're doing. Keep pushing the goals.
Thank you so much.
Lots of love
much.
And thanks for coming in, okay?
Much love. I love you guys. You guys are seriously family, and you guys keep doing what you're doing.
We love it. Kunafa Queens on Virgin Woo! Radio!
Funny mum story better not be about my mum.
No, it's not about your mum, Ross. It's not about your mum. My mum, I don't know if this is an ethnic mum thing, but okay. My mum has the ability of finding out information about strangers within seconds.
Okay, yep. How?
I went shopping with mum the other day, and we went to Al Sokal here in Dubai.
Yeah.
And there's have you ever gone to Al Sokal? It's fantastic, by the way. They've got art galleries there and little cafes and pizza by the slice box. And there's a car showroom called Nostalgia.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Oh, my gosh. The cars in there, like all these classic cars. Anyway, any store that we would go into, mum strikes up a conversation. She's got the ability, and maybe this is where I get it, my talking side of things. Mum loves to talk.
Mm. I think right? You're right. It's an ethnic mom thing, because so my mum's the same.
She just talks to everyone that's working there. But the thing is, like, we walked into one shop.
Yeah.
I mean, we were in there for maybe 7 minutes, and I'm looking around doing my own thing.
Yeah.
Mum's just doing her thing, but she's talking to people, right?
Mm.
I mean, we haven't even left the store. And she's like, oh, the darling, her mother has cancer. She's got one child, and the husband's left her.
Straight away.
I'm like, we were in the shop for 7 minutes. I was trying to find some plates for the new home to buy. How do you know the details of this woman?
Because Gilda's very trustable.
Yes, I would say yes, yes.
So, you know, when you meet Gilda, you speak to her, and you feel like you can trust her with information. So you just let it out.
Is she a gossip, though?
Well, she tells... I mean, we hadn't even left the store. I'm like, Mom, she's still here. We just say goodbye to her. You know, no, she keeps her secrets, I think, when she knows she has to keep the secrets. But is it an ethnic mum thing? Like, I mean, Nala, is your mum the same?
My mom's more shy.
Okay.
So not really. But if she, like, warms up to a person, 100%, she knows everything.
Anyone's mum like my mum? 04871-5544. Just has the ability of finding out information about people and then instantly will just tell you as soon. Like, I've got to be wary of what I tell my mum sometimes.
What? Because she'll tell other people?
My mum, I call my mum TMZ.
But she'll break the news.
It's GMZ for Gilda.
GMZ.
Because you want news to spread. I just tell mum. Now, there are certain things that she doesn't talk about.
Yeah, but.
But my mum used to own a salon. She used to, you know, she still does somewhat. You know, she's a beautician.
Yeah.
Facials and does all that sort of stuff. Watch yourself, Ross. And so she would tell her clients.
Steady on.
She would tell her clients.
Yeah.
They would know my whole life story.
Well, that's what you do at the salon. You talk.
I know, but when I was going through my divorce, I think her therapy was letting it out to all of her clients.
Aww.
Poor clients.
I should say, Mum, please. It's my private life. I don't want you talk about it on the radio. Why can I not talk about
valid
it with my clients?
Very valid point.
And I said, because I know what I mean. It's coming from me. I'm going through it. I know exactly what I was going to say. I said, I don't know. You know, now when I go back home to Australia and I'd go into her shop and there'd be clients there, like, I feel the clients just look at me and they're judging me and they know so much. And I'm like, hi. And they're like, oh, we've heard so much about you, Chris.
Yeah, all the ins and outs.
How much do they know?
Yeah.
Maria, is your mum like my mum, Gilda?
Yes, exactly the same. She got invited to a wedding, like a girl who she just met at a restaurant. She told her the entire story of her family, her proposal, and got invited to a wedding.
She got invited to a wedding when she was at a wedding.
Did she go? Did she go?
Yeah, she went.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
That's I like, love that. I recently lost her mom, and my mom was like feeling very, you know, hard for her, so she went.
I can't believe that.
Mothers, if you've got a mum, you know, some of you are hearing this, you don't have a mum or you miss your mama. So if you've got a mum, bless them, like as in cherish them. Mm. Cherish them, you're right?
I need
your mum's still
this.
Around.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right? I want us all to cherish our mums, especially here. Rossi, call your mum today.
I'm going to go back and see her, but I need to have this in my mind because I get easily frustrated with my mother.
You really do.
We all do. We all get frustrated with our parents. It's very common. I do as well. And so,
you imagine that the
I just give him money. I just give him money. It's easier. Got a snort from Pretty. I've made her really laugh. Whenever you hear the snort,
I know why.
Yeah, but no, honestly, like we all get frustrated with our mums and our dads because they're getting older. But like, cherish them. They're not around forever. We all know that. Honestly, stop laughing.
It's not a laughing point. This.
Shudna, your mum's like my mum.
Shudna.
Shudna.
Shudna. Yes, my mum's exactly like your mum as well. Yeah. She can talk to anyone. And I'm like, how do you do that, mum? Can you teach me something as well?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, because I think maybe, is it because of our phones and the internet that we're becoming less
social
with people? Because our mums, you know, they all grew up without internet.
Maybe that could be one of those things, yes. Because back then there was no internet, there was no phones, there was no TVs. Mm. So all they had to do was sit and talk.
Yeah.
Does your mom also try to do like 6 degrees of separation and try to find people in common wherever she goes?
Yeah.
Josh,
your mom's always finding someone that knows someone that knows someone.
And I'm like, not all 9 million people in New York City know you somehow. Like, it's not possible.
My mom tells me stories about people that I don't care about.
Yes,
like, I don't even know.
All the time.
Do you know Denise?
The daughter of the whatever, the father of
I've her. Just checked out. Like, she's telling me about some girl from Australia that I may have known or met when I was 9 years old. She's telling me about how she got married, then the guy cheated on her, and I'm looking. Mum, I don't care.
She's giving you a story.
She's GMZ. I love him. He's been in the studio before. He's very, very, very talented.
Yep.
Based in LA. We're trying to bring him to Dubai. It's the one, the only, Tohi!
Thank you.
How are you, man? This is early mornings aren't great for artists, I've realized.
Especially when I still live on LA time, you know.
True.
Welcome back to Dubai. Obviously, you know, you're doing a lot of shows. You tour. You do a lot with music. Obviously, the blood from Iran, but you live in LA and you spend a lot of time here in Dubai, though, right?
Yes, my management live here, so. And also, like, I'm trying to do so many projects with Middle East artists, so I kind of want to come here and test it out. You know, I did the song with Cheb Khaled. Now I want to do with other artists here.
Good.
From Egypt, from Morocco, I'm maybe singing Arabic too, you know. Habibi, come on.
Can you do it? Can you get there? I think you're learning, aren't you?
Of course.
So,
step by step.
The fact that you live in LA, is there a chance of you coming out here? Like, are you toying with the idea? Many people come and spend some time here in Dubai, then they're like, hey, I might call this home.
Yeah. I probably want to test here because I'm going between LA and London and here. So, but I want to test it out here a little bit, you know, see how it's going. Especially the weather here is now is perfect.
Oh, yeah.
It's springtime.
You don't want to be London. London, you'll be cold, right, Ross?
Or just freezing,
be cloudy. That's from what I hear, right?
Yeah, rain.
Hey, can I ask you something? Mm-hmm. How's safety in LA right now? Did you get...
My house got robbed.
What?
Yeah, his house got ransacked.
So I go watch the Lakers. I invited from Lakers, and then I was there.
Who were you sitting with at the Lakers?
Not Metro Boomin this time.
Okay.
Last time he's courtside with Metro Boomin.
Yeah.
So you go and watch the Lakers. Did you put that on your Instagram that you're
at the Lakers? I put it live, and then I put a story, and then I come back. I see my dog got pepper spray, and they took, like, nearly, I mean... around $1 million, like diamond watches.
Yeah, they ransacked clothes, all
everything.
His,
yeah.
Everything. Isn't that
I
crazy?
Think last time you were in, we were talking about a watch you had, or you gave a watch to
no,
Chris.
No, gave me a beautiful
that's
watch,
the
which
only
I
watch
still
I have.
Oh, all yeah. your
they
watches,
took, they
man.
Took all your watches.
Maybe it's time to you to give me a watch.
You need to give it back.
You talk about a gift. I have another gift for you from LA. Come on.
Mm. Oh, what?
Wait, what?
But this time I knew you here, so I bring for you too.
Oh,
I forgot you.
Story of my life. This is the story of my life.
I love this.
Always forgotten.
Sunglasses
working. What? Dubai.
What are
this?
You doing? Your house.
Did you sign?
Are we legally allowed to? We legally roses. Allowed to take gifts from artists?
Guys,
I don't know.
Guys, I just got a 24-karat gold rose.
What? Are you serious? I just got a pair of like really cool sunglasses. Yeah,
that's golden concept.
Put them on. Let's have a look.
Hey, Zoe, could you come every week?
Yes.
I would really appreciate that.
Wow.
Those look dope.
That's it's also the same color. Your microphone is gold.
Yeah, man.
Look at that.
Forget his golden microphone. I have a golden rose.
Look at that. Wow.
Guys.
Right. Interview stops here. These
this is it.
You can have your golden rose. I got these, man. These are
no one, but no one ever brings us gifts. So
thank
you.
Don't ever give him
it's
anything.
It's a Persian culture thing, you know?
Oh, I love
when we
that.
Go somewhere, we should take gifts.
I love that.
You're so nice, man. Thank you. We're going to get into your music because you've got a new song that we're going about to play here. But going to the robbing of your home, is that one of the reasons why also coming to like Dubai to come?
Yeah, I heard it's safe here.
So safe.
Yeah.
You could actually leave all your watches in your house, leave the door open, get onto Instagram and say, guys, I'm not going to be at home for 3 hours, and here are $1 million worth of watches. They still won't come nine and a half times out of 10 to take it. So
it takes time to put all those watches together again.
Of course.
Sure.
I hope they were insured. Were they insured?
I didn't insure because I collect them all in different countries, so I didn't really care to insure.
Are you
so
not
sorry.
Posting live now? Because of that?
Yes.
Have
always,
you stopped
always
doing
delay.
That?
Yeah, always delay for safety now. Yeah, like a few hours or day.
Whenever I go to LA and I go a couple of times a year, I never post live. That is the reason I will never post live because I know that people
honestly,
follow.
I'm lucky I wasn't even home because they had gun and stuff as we say. Then
did
CCTV.
You have it all on? See, you saw it on the camera.
Yeah.
Scary times. Another reason why to call the UAE home. Come, Tohi, come and live with us, please, right here. Now, we're here for a reason. There is new music and I love this collaboration between the music. Tell us more about this new song, Eye on You.
You know, I had this song with Ratimi and I am Aisha. Ratimi is a great artist and actor. He was in Power, 50 Cent.
Yeah, Ratimi is a great artist. I love his music.
Yeah, he's great.
Tell me more
I am
about
Aisha. She's from Holland. So I wanted to, you know, try the Afrobeat vibes before I dip into my Middle East type of genre. And yeah, that was a song from last year. We did shoot a music video from Los Angeles and Dubai. And yeah, finally came out. It was a great from Warner Music actually came out and it was a great project.
Are we ready to play it?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, this is Eye on You, Tohi, right here on Virgin Radio.
Tohi!
See me at the bar. Shots on shots till we fall down. See me in the club. Don't stop turning up, don't call me out. What do I see? A pretty little thing for me. So why act surprised? When you know I got my eye, yeah, on you. I got my eye on you. When you know I got my eye, yeah, on you. I got my eye on you.
Eye on you to here, right here on Virgin Radio 104.4. That is a vibe. It's like it could be a summer anthem in many countries, right?
Yeah, and also that's the first project that I did the full English one, so it's a special for my fans too.
That's so cool, man.
Cool.
Well, we look forward to you. Always welcome to come back into our studios. Gifts without Rossi is the perfect way you can come in.
You're going to bring me more than him next time.
For sure. Congratulations for your newborn baby.
Thank you, man.
For your engagement.
Thank you.
I had the baby as well, by the way.
Yeah?
Just don't worry about
congratulations.
It.
Congratulations. Next time for you and your baby.
It's fine.
I love this guy. Once again, Tohi, thank you so much for joining us. Give him a big new single, Eye on You. Get it.
Let's go.
That's it for us for your Wednesday. Thank you to the Kenefi Queens for joining us.
Yeah, exciting
Tohi
stuff.
As well. Guys, tomorrow we really want to try to give this away. Tell your friends, tell everybody to try to call Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show, at 7:10. We've got 50,000 dirhams to give you.
Take the money.
And we want to give it away before Ramadan. So try to get through on the phones to take our money. Eddie's up next. Have a great, great day. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.